Hello, a croeso I Haracas. Hello and welcome to Haracas, our regular roundup of school and community news from BHVC Primary, with our presenters Audrey, Ethan, Esme and Drew. There have been so much going on in and around school during this exciting spring term too.
In this episode, we'll be finding out how our football, netball and rugby teams have got on in various tournaments, as well as dance competitions, rock steady concerts, and of course, our school I Steadfords.
As well as that, we've got a special report from Evan and Myla with Rick Walker from Lemio Activities, as they interview him about his amazing STEM projects.
All that and plenty more coming up, so let's get on with the show.
First up, at the start of term, Year 6 headed down to a TA centre in Cambran for a Crucial Crew event.
What's Crucial Crew?
Well, it's an education event where different organisations and services come together to present and offer advice and encourage pupils to make better informed choices.
Okay, so what kind of pupils presented there?
Well, there's lots of different organisations, including South Wales Fire and Rescue, Western Power, Network Rail, Food Standards Agency Wales, and Road Safety.
Cool, that sounds really interesting.
At the end of February, our second school hosted a Torvine Cluster football tournament. Our school won all of our games and went on to win the whole tournament.
We then went through to the finals day of the competition, which was hosted by Lantarnan Primary School and played against the other teams in Torvine that qualified.
Awesome! How did our team get on?
Our team played really well, but unfortunately just missed out on a spot in the next round. We would like to take this opportunity to thank Lantarnan Primary and well done to Griffith Town, who were the overall winners of the tournaments.
Our team is now looking forward to competing at more events in the summer term.
Moving on. The first item on our school calendar in March was our I Steadford.
We had a whole school celebration where we announced our winners of the handwriting, poetry and art competitions.
We were also treated to some amazing musical performances. We then sang the national anthem all together before the crowning of the bard ceremony. This year's school bard is Hallie from Year 6, and here she is reading her winning poem.
Cymru and Byth. Wales, a place with beautiful sights, amazing views to your left and your right. Rocky mountains and grassy hills, dragon's breath giving you the chills. Daffodils prance beneath the sun, dancing and singing until the day is done. Wales, a place with magical myths, all kinds of mysteries lurk beneath the cliffs. Idrig Goth getting ready to hunt, fierce and scary, leaving enemies blunt. In the dark coal mines, monsters lurk, whilst miners try to do their work. Wales, a home to me and others, to mothers, fathers, sisters and brothers. Songs that we sing come from our hearts, landscapes we have as pretty as art. Fairy tales we know, mysteries and myths. Wales is our home, Cymru and Byth.
In Year 3, the theme for their topic has been natural disasters, and the class had to prepare for an earthquake with the instructions to duck, cover and hold on.
Then they built shelters in Forest School, and they also did the water challenge, transferring water from the pond to their base camp, using whatever they could find to help them.
They also made SOS signs, so they could ask for help and prepared survival kits, which were to be carried with them at all times.
Next, it was time for World Book Day, as pupils and staff dressed up as their favourite characters and also took part in lots of creative activities in class. March 6th was also World Day of Prayer, and a service was held in Horeb Baptist Church in town.
Some of our pupils attended along with members from different churches in Blaenhaven.
Thank you to all who participated to make it such a wonderful service, and thank you to the members of Horeb Baptist Church for their hospitality.
Next up, a group of Year 5 pupils attended Pontymoel Mission Church for a life exhibition, which was organised by Pontypool Churches Together.
They learnt what Christians believe about Jesus and the Easter story through a series of interactive stories and workshops.
The event was really fun and interesting, and at the end of this session, everybody took part in a quiz to test their knowledge. So a big thank you to Pontymoel Mission Church for hosting this event.
Rugby next, and pupils from Year 5 took part in a Cluster Schools Tag Tournament at Abersuckham School, which was organised by Tolvine Sports Development.
They played against several other schools in the area. Everyone played really well and enjoyed the day, and a big diarm to Comfredor School, who were the overall winners.
Recently, Key Stage 2 have been lucky enough to take part in several interactive STEM workshops with Rick from Lemmy Out Activities.
So it's over to Myla and Evan for a special report to find out more.
Today's plan is we're going to be constructing something. We're going to be doing some engineering, science, technology, maths, all put together to do a project. We're going to put you in a team of 5 or 6. Then you're going to get given loads and loads of equipment and a set of instructions. And the first thing you've got to do is assemble yourselves a go-kart.
Hi, I'm Myla.
And I'm Evan. Thank you for joining us today, Rick.
You're welcome.
Firstly, can you tell us a bit about yourself and your business, Lemmy Out Activities, and also how you got the skills to build all these cool things?
I've been in education for over 20 years, doing various different things, a lot of it all outdoor-based, and I've got a passion for hands-on and have-a-go experiences, so get stuck in, make things, build things, construct things, and learn by doing. Lemmy Out Activities is all about getting out, hence Lemmy Out, doing something different that you wouldn't normally do in the classroom.
What inspired you to start this business?
I think going back in time, I was an outdoor instructor, so I used to teach canoeing, climbing, caving, hill walking, loads of outdoor active things. But I realised doing that young people are missing something. The ability to physically do things in school and in school environments that they wouldn't normally do. So, have you ever used a spanner before, or a screwdriver? Some people struggle to do the shoelaces. Without physically doing stuff, we're never going to learn to move on.
Lemmy Out Activities provides STEM-based, hands-on, exciting activities. For any of our listeners who don't know, that's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Why did you decide to teach these subjects using things like boxcars, steamboats, and rocket cannons?
I think the secret to it is activities, active. That's what I like and I love, and it's an amazing way of learning new things. Hands-on, physically doing something, you learn best by doing instead of sitting, watching or listening. All of the activities are based on things that I love, cars, rockets, propulsion, things that make things move, stuff that makes you go, whoa, that's cool. And I think that's what I deliver in school. In your hand, you have a 19mm spanner. Could you put the 19mm spanner on there and tighten that up by turning it that way?
So we're working as a team to put like a go-kart together.
We are trying to get the bolts and screw it onto the metal bar.
We've had a little bit of trouble figuring out where things go together, but we've got it now because we're working as a team.
Yeah, we figured it all out and now we're screwing on the steering wheel. We're all enjoying it and we can't wait to see what it ends up like.
Today, during the Year 5 go-kart building workshop, we have been using tools to help us. How do you teach young people to use these tools safely? And why is it important for us to learn these grown-up skills?
Tools can be used safely by anybody as long as they understand the purpose of what they're for. Everything in life can be considered to be a tool, even down to a chair. You use it for a purpose, that's what a tool is. The skills are really, really important, and they don't have to be done by just grown-ups. Lego gives you skills, but this is like Lego Plus, using spanners to create something that you could go ahead and use spanners another time in the future, hopefully.
A lot of the activities you offer involve team challenges, and today we all had to talk to each other a lot to make our projects work. How important is teamwork and collaboration in the world of engineering and science?
I actually don't think it's that important in the world of engineering and science. I think it's important in the world of life. Team building, being able to talk to each other, being able to communicate with each other is important every single day of everything you will ever do. Because if you can't coordinate with other people, you don't learn, we don't move on, we don't experience new things. So I think it's absolutely crucial.
On the pumps that we've got, it tells you the amount of pressure to put in a tyre. So you can attach it to the valve, screw it on, flick the lever, pump as much air in until it says
1.5 bar.
So every tyre needs checking, guys. Okay. Once that's done and all the bolts are tight, then we'll do some very, very quick go-kart safety lessons and we'll let you have a ride.
Yes!
Trying to undo the screw on the tyre to pump it up.
It has to be 1.5 bars so then it don't overflow and then it's not like bouncy and all.
How do projects like this improve our learning and skills?
Well, have you learnt new skills today?
Definitely.
There we go. So that's a straightforward answer. New skills, new activities, new ideas, new things to do. Everyone can learn from that.
Building the go-kart today was really, really fun. I thank you for letting us do that with you.
You're more than welcome. It's great fun. That's the whole point. The more fun we have, the better a day is, isn't it?
We've just finished our go-kart and we're really excited to try it out. Hopefully we don't crash.
Well, it's easy to ride a go-kart, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah? There's no problem with pedalling a go-kart any way you want. What about pedalling a go-kart over ramps?
Yeah!
In other news, pupils from Year 5 and 6 took part in the annual Torvine Dance Competition held at Pontypool Active Living Centre. After the dance, everyone took part in different workshops with a range of dance academies from Torvine. Then, in the evening, our dancers took part in another live performance, this time in Blaenavon Workman's Hall. The dancing was amazing. So well done to everyone who took part.
On Friday the 20th of March, it was Red Nose Day and everyone took part in fun activities in school. And our fantastic book sale raised over £300, so thank you to everyone who made a donation.
This term, pupils throughout the school have again been developing their music skills through Rock Steady Band programme.
The whole school got to listen to the end-of-term concert performance as they played different rock and pop songs in the individual groups using a range of instruments. Diane Baub,
did you all enjoy the performance?
Yes, it was fun, and it was great to hear all of the songs and see everyone working together as a band playing different instruments.
Back to Year 5 now, and this term they have been looking at structures and how Bridges were made many years ago to support transport of coal and iron.
Firstly, they looked at triangles and the importance they have in the design of modern bridges.
They were then joined by Mr. Gregory from Goss Engineering, who showed how structures with cuboids in the design can provide stability, using crumbling viaduct as an example.
The class then made their own boxes by melting blocks of chocolate.
Wait a minute, did you say chocolate?
Don't get too excited, it was only for the project.
Okay. When all of the designs were completed, the weights were added to test which structure was the strongest.
Recently, we had a special collective worship with Mother Leanne, who came in to school to share the Eucharist with us, down to our altar server, readers, and the pupils who led the prayers.
In other news, Year 4 had rounded off their term by designing logos and recording adverts in the studio to promote their enterprise workshops.
Tickets were sold, and family members were invited into school to take part in the workshops, which ranged from dancing, exercise and sports activities. They were all great success, and everyone really enjoyed taking part.
Reception classes have also been having fun, learning in the studio this term, recording videos about their term topic, transport.
And finally, our school netball team have just returned from Cambrian Stadium, where they have been competing in a cluster netball tournament, which was organised by the Torvine Sports Development.
How did the team get on?
Well, it's great news as they won all three of their matches and they were the overall winners. Also, congratulations to Harper, who was the voted player of the tournament.
Okay, before we wrap it up, let's take a look at the weather forecast for this week ahead.
Friday will be overcast for much of the day, with patchy rain moving in. In the evening, it will become dry and clear spells will start to develop from the west.
Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, we will see patchy cloud and showers to start, but it will turn largely bright and dry later on.
It will become cloudy and wet and windy on Sunday as rain moves in, but skies will clear by the evening.
Monday will be sunny spells along some patchy cloud, bringing the chance of light showers, but turning less windy.
And Tuesday looks set to be mainly cloudy with a few spots of drizzle, though brighter late in the day. That's the weather.
Well, that's all for now. We hope you enjoyed listening to HairyCast here at BHVC Primary.
We would like to wish everyone an enjoyable and restful Easter break.
We'll be back with another episode soon as we are going into our summer term. But for now, thanks for listening. Hoyle vow!